March 2017. I was living in North Carolina at the time, but my friend Rose and I had decided to take a trip to Miami. Rose had found this place to stay that wasn't like a hotel or a normal kind of room that you could rent. It was described as an urban farm in the middle of Miami, just a normal residential neighborhood, but it was a couple lots back to back. And it was this whole crazy complex. We slept in a sort of permanent tent set up on a wooden structure, but there are also tree houses and just all kinds of crazy structures and tons of animals. There were huge pigs and turkeys and chickens and a lot of cats and tropical birds. And everything was just super lush. I mean, it's Florida, lots of leafy things, very steamy weather, even though it was spring. And we had had a long day of exploring and had come back to the tent to nap. I think we'd been at the beach that day, so maybe a little sunburned and definitely sun tired. So we kind of flopped onto our cots and were sleeping a bit. And I woke up and kind of stumbled out into the sun and checked my phone, and I had missed a call. And I had a voice message, and it was from Alaska.
Hi, Zoe. This is Margaret calling from KNOM Radio Mission in Nome. If you can give me a call back, the number here is 907-443-5221. Again, it's Margaret with KNOM Radio, 907-443-5221. Thanks, Zoe. Bye-bye.
I had a pretty good idea of what that meant because earlier in the year, I had applied to come to KNOM as a volunteer fellow. And so I immediately called Margaret back, still sort of nap and heat delirious. She offered me a position in the 2017-2018 KNOM volunteer class, and I wanted to accept on the spot. She told me to take a couple days to think about it, but I knew immediately that I wanted to come here.
I remember Margaret calling. I believe it was a day in May, and we had just finished dinner as a house. And I remember getting the call and running outside because kind of like Nome, where I lived was kind of a cell service dead spot. So I like ran outside to make sure that the call didn't drop. And sitting on the curb, she offered the job and I immediately accepted.
I remember getting a call from Margaret and we played like phone tag for several hours throughout the day and even maybe a couple days. And then I finally got through to her and I went to sit on the South Mall on the UT campus after finishing class. It was like 5 p.m. and there's that wonderful evening buzz of people getting out of class and talking and chatting around campus. And it was a sunny day, so I was sitting on the top of the South Mall, which sort of slopes down, and it's sort of the main axis of the UT campus. And I called her up, and she was like, "Gabe, we want to offer you a fellowship this year." And I was like, "Absolutely, that is incredible." And it was just sort of this culmination of transitioning my life in sort of the central place on the UT campus, which had been my life for 4 years, and then looking forward to a new chapter in Nome.
And we hung up. It was a very short phone call and Rose was still sleeping. So I just kind of kept wandering around this urban farm, again, surrounded by animals and tropical plants. And it was so strange to be standing there, imagining what it would feel like in exactly a year to be in Alaska, to be cold and probably still surrounded by snow and ice, and to be coming out of a long winter unlike I had ever experienced before, and imagining everything that I was going to see and do and experience between that moment and what I can now say is this one. And I have to say it is every bit as mind-boggling imagining backwards now and thinking of myself in Miami that day. Some of what I've experienced this year, I was expecting and was pretty much what I was thinking it would be like, but so much has completely taken me by surprise. And I find myself again here in Alaska this time, wondering where I'll be and what I'll be doing in the next year, next couple years, the rest of my life. Some things feel more clear than ever, and I still have a lot of questions that I'm excited to try to answer. But I've been thinking about this moment a lot this week because we are starting to hear who next year's KNOM volunteer fellows will be. We've gotten a name of at least one and some more who are still discerning. So this has been kind of blowing my mind. I mean, it's pretty cool to later think back to any sort of memorable experience. This is feels a little unusual because I anticipated this moment now, looking back on the moment that was happening then. So I've gotten to have this experience both ways, which is really interesting. And yeah, here I am 1 year and several haircuts later, and looking forward to what is next.